Alina, we have a responsibility. What is our responsibility? The Shabeach Ladonako, to praise the master of everything. Lase's Gedullah, to ascribe greatness, Liyotze Bereishis. To ascribe greatness to the one who created the beginning. What is the difference between Adon HaKoel and Yotze Bereishis, the one who created the world in the beginning? So Chaim Friedlander explains. First things first, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon HaKoel. He's the Baal HaBayis. He's the one that's in total control of the Bria. This basic elemental awareness of Emunah that comes before any higher levels of understanding and conceiving what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, even before appreciating him as the Yetzer Bereishis, that he actually created everything, and understanding why he created everything. Because even before we get to the fact that he's Yetzer Bereishis, we need to understand that Hashem is the Baal HaBayis. He's in control. He's the manhig of the entire Bria. That's first things first. And that really is a basic sense of awareness that we have when we say Hashem's name, that he's Adon HaKoel. This idea of Hashem being Adon HaKoel is really reflected into the halacha then. You know, we say we have different names for Hashem. There's the name of Yukivovke. There's the name of Adnus. When we see the name Yudke Vavke, we mustn't say, in a world without a Beis HaMikdash, Zeshmi La'olam, this is my name for concealment, we cannot say the word as it's written. Why? Because Yudke Vavke is higher, hover over year. Was, is, and will be an eternal, infinite being. What we're meant to take from that in this world is that he's the master of everything. So that's how we pronounce it. We pronounce the Shem Yudke Vavke with the Shem Adnus, the Adon HaKoel. That's first and foremost. When we put out Hupram Deepa, we see Hashem's Chesed, that he created this universe in order to give to us. We see his mercy, how every single day he sustains every single one of his creations. Every single aspect of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And all of this is included in the name Yudke Vavke, which is the name of Rachamim. But since we don't always see it, we cannot say Hashem's name as written. The name is Adnus, Adon HaKoel. That we can see in this world. We might not be able to be aware of the fact that Hashem is Yudke Vavke, but we absolutely can see Hashem as Adon HaKoel. And therefore, first and foremost, Alin L'Shabech Adon HaKoel. That's what we need to be aware of, first and foremost. And certainly as we approach Rosh Hashanah, a day when we're meant to crystallize or concretize our Emunah, it really boils down to this. Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKoel. We have to praise the master of all of creation.